getting the lowdown on local stuff. I'd like to introduce Nick Manieri here over on the Audio Spectrum.
Yo, what's going on, what's up, buddy? Guys? How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me out.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
What haven't I been up to?
Yeah,
I've been a busy guy.
Busy's
a lot,
good.
A lot of stuff going on.
Right.
When I'm not working my 50, 60-hour a week shift over at my advertising agency, I'm going out and about as much as I can in the scene. And you know, I've got my blog, Beantown Boogie Down, which is going really well this year.
You know,
I'm still doing stuff almost daily. You know, whether it's write-ups on local musicians, you know, podcast mixes featuring local talent, doing photography for events, that kind of stuff. And then I also kickstarted a little record label this year.
Yeah.
Called Zakim Recordings. And we're doing strictly limited vinyl runs, trying to do a couple each year, and then we're going to do digital later on. But we're trying to keep the focus on it local for right now, because there's a hotbed of local talent of producers out here, and I'm just trying to kind of give them a platform of to be heard, basically.
Right.
And using, you know, all my resources and my social media profile to basically help promote the stuff on the street and get their stuff out there.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing Beantown Boogie Down for?
I started Beantown Boogie Down back in 2009, like back at the very beginning of the year. And it was during a time when I thought music was really changing, you know, and I'd been playing drum and bass out and about for a long time before then. But I wanted to use it as an outlet, not only to meet new people, but to help promote the music that I really liked and help promote content from my friends and to help myself meet new people. And music was changing. I mean, you had dubstep coming in and making a huge impact on both sides of the Atlantic, from the UK to the US. You had Baltimore Club that was really big. You had the whole minimal house thing. And then that was before even Moonbaton and Trap and all these other new sounds that have come in that have basically been responsible by social media. Things like blogs and things like Twitter and things like Facebook and YouTube. All these different styles of music that are very collaborative, I think have really been a result of social media.
That's really cool, you know, man.
Yeah.
That's very interesting stuff. And when developing Beantown Boogie Down, what was some of the initial things that you really... Was it local artists and things like that you wanted to focus on so much?
At first, it was a balance between local and national. And when I started the blog, I started it on a whim. It literally just came to me when I was taking a bathroom break. And I wanted to learn more about digital and running a website and doing HTML and using it as another resource I could add to my portfolio. So I started it, and, you know, I had the sections kind of sort of mapped down, you know, what kind of content I was going to add. I even did some graphic design write-ups early on, but I wanted to kind of keep it focused on music production, you know, sharing tutorials with people that was basically Ableton and DubSpot tutorials and that kind of stuff. And then some local talent, either DJ or studio production, as well as songs that I was really digging that were from people from anywhere in the world. And it could be brand new stuff that was coming out or throwbacks from the 90s that were lost under the radar.
Right.
So I have a lot of records in my collection that aren't on YouTube at all. So I would just upload certain songs and post them under my section that I call Create Exploratory.
Yeah.
You know, like obscure white labels from like 1994.
Mm.
Either like breakbeat hardcore or like trance, or it could have been just about anything. You know, because I got a pretty big record collection, and you know, I've found stuff over the years that's really obscure. So I want to share that with people.
That's awesome, man. And I think it was you not too long ago that there was a mixtape that you put up there, was it? The worst mixtape ever? Was that you?
Oh, there was a post I put on Facebook that was hilarious. This guy, we called him DJ Trainwreck. And basically, the guy had a radio show just like you guys. And he got this mixtape submission a while back from this guy who was really serious. He wanted to play on the show. You know, he wanted to be a guest DJ. And he handed them this cassette tape. And he puts a cassette tape on. And the guy said that you could be, like, in the worst mood, and you listen to this cassette tape and how bad it was, and everything just all of a sudden felt so much better. And this mixtape was basically, like, it was drum and bass, but he was mixing, it was just, wasn't even mixed at all. He'd have, like, two or three tracks They weren't lined up at all. It was like, imagine just putting on a drum and bass song and putting on another song and then trying to scratch like a Disney record on top of it. It was just cacophony is the only way you can describe it. Like, you have to listen to it. If you do a Google search for the worst mixtape ever or DJ Trainwreck, go in and find it. The guy still has it hosted because I posted it on Facebook probably 3 or 4 months ago.
Wow. Well, that leads into a question I got. I want to ask you about the Bedroom DJ Woes blog post. And it's 8 reasons why you're not getting booked and what you can do about it. Now, what inspired you to write that?
That was basically a blog post, a long-form blog post that I had had in mind of writing for a long time. And I probably spent several months writing it and drafting it. And essentially, breaking out as a DJ is really, really tough. You know, and it's a well-known fact that, like, if you're not producing music, you're going to have a very hard time breaking in unless you're really throwing events or producing music. And I was getting a lot of letters from, you know, budding DJs who were trying to break out of their bedroom. And some of them had, like, 10, 15 years experience. And I would try to, and I'd write these long-form emails back telling them, like, real-world advice, like saying, you know, you got to be out there. You got to be promoting yourself. You got to be hustling. But then you have to be doing other things, too. You have to find you have to define yourself. You have to find a unique form of music to play. Because if you're just playing stuff off of the Beatport Top 100, or you're playing the same anthems that everybody else is playing, you may get a response on the dance floor very easily if you do get lucky enough to get booked. But there's really no defining characteristic that's making you stand out from everybody else. So it's a balance of those 8 reasons was kind of like a balance of having to define yourself and really going out and supporting other people's events and getting into throwing parties. And if you think of DJing as a hobby, it's going to be really hard for you to get booked. And I'll be the first to admit, I said in the first paragraph of that article that I'm not trying to go out and get booked all the time anymore. I'm happy if I get booked a half a dozen times a year now.
Yeah.
You know, but in my experience, you know, when I was a little more serious about it, you know, and from the discussions I've seen on message boards and, you know, on the streets with talking with people, these are really the things that you've had to do. And, you know, as a struggling DJ back in the day myself, trying to break in when I first moved to Boston, you know, these were some of the mistakes that I even tripped up on. So anyways, DJ Tech Tools found the article literally the day after I posted it because people were posting it on Reddit, and in a nutshell it went viral and it got 10,000 Facebook shares within 2 days, which is like, which is like nothing like I've ever seen before. And, you know, I got tons of emails, and even like I linked up with a couple people, like this guy, John Gilman, who runs a local blog called My Music Is Better Than Yours. It's a really well-run it's a really well-run music blog that I'd never heard of before.
It's a funny
Boston
title.
Based. And, you know, I became friends with a couple of people just off of this one article. So, you know, it came out last November, but I've never had an article that's gotten the amount of traction, or even probably about a quarter of the amount of traction that this article got. So, you know, it was something that really meant a lot to me, and I had to put it out there. And I know some people are probably going to find some of the techniques controversial, and that, you know, it should be more about the music, and that's important, but you got to hustle, too. You got to get out there. You got to meet people. You got to be as involved as possible.
Okay, so where can our listeners go pick up that article? Refresh us.
If you do, if you can either go on DJ Tech Tools and do a search, you know, 8 reasons why you're not getting booked. You could check it out there, or it's on the Beatbox section on my blog. But I think you have to dig a little bit to find it on my blog.
Actually, it's the first hit when you click on Beatbox Producer Tutorials. It's the first article that comes right up.
Right, and the DJ Tech Tools one will probably get the first hits. So you could check it out either there or on BBD.
Okay, so 2 real quick questions. Favorite gig? Yeah. Favorite gig you're spun? Let's hear it.
Elements is always a blast. When Lenore usually has me out once a year, and it's always a good crowd. People are always into it. You know, they're there for the music. It's not about the name of who's playing, or, you know, whether it's new drum and bass or old style drum and bass. It's just a good place. It's a mid-sized venue. People there know the music and they respect it, and they also respect the art and the craft of DJing. So Elements is always a blast to play at.
That's what's up. All right, favorite track.
Favorite track.
What is your favorite track that you can listen to again and again and again and again, and you don't give a shit? It doesn't matter how many times you hear it, you love it the same amount every time you hear it.
Strings of Life.
Cool.
No question. That's one of the best electronic songs of all time.
That's an awesome song. That awesome is a cool track. Tune,
dude. It's hard to not smile after you've listened to just a couple bars of that. And hearing it in Movement in Detroit this year gave it 10 times the amount of meaning. Like when they were playing it at the Made in Detroit stage.
Sure. That's
and I
Derek
forget
May,
what DJ
right?
was even was. Yeah, Derek May. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a Detroit legend, came right from Detroit. It's hard to believe it was from 1987, but it was really one of the defining tracks of dance music, and really
especially
one of the
Detroit techno.
Absolutely. And any That's of the awesome. Inner city, any of the things that, that Juan Atkinson used to do, to, or well, excuse me, Juan Atkins used to do as well, like Good Life and Big Fun.
Yeah,
those songs
yeah.
are just really hard to not like. And
that's awesome. All,
so many styles of dance music was inspired by the by songs like Inner City. So
yeah,
good stuff.
That's, yeah, really good stuff. Well, thanks again, man. For
no problem.
It's really great to hear your insight on a lot of this stuff. I wish we could talk a little bit more, but I'm very, very interested, and our listeners are very interested in hearing what you have to play for us today.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into your set here in just a moment. And once again, you can find us over on Facebook.com/TheAudioSpectrum and also over on Twitter. And coming up next week on the 24th, it's going to be NUFO. They're a sort of like edition of like sort of dubstep meets electro and sort of mixture. They're very big sound. They're a lot of their influences are from like Mastercraft to Rusko and things like that. So definitely be on the lookout for the flyer. And you know, we're going to be giving away tickets to another event that week. I'm not going to be telling you what that is. That's going to be another secret right there. So no. definitely check out our Facebook page for that. All right, coming up next, Nick Manieri here on The Audio Spectrum.
The Audio Spectrum here on UnregularRadio.com every Sunday from 3 to 5. Crank up the hottest DJs in the scene, mixing it up live in the studio, get the latest in EDM news, and enter to win free tickets to some of the biggest and best festivals and events in New England.
This is Frankie Bonds.
This is Deezer Boy.
Hi, this is John B, and you're listening to the Audio Spectrum out of Boston, United States of America.
You're listening to Unregular Radio.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something...
Yeah.
Pop it. the house. Freaks, raise your hands. Freaks in 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 the house. Freaks in the house. Freaks in the house. Freaks in the house.
Sorry, I'm trying to queue up the next thing.
Can this be his last track?
Yep, this is his last song.